The rest of the story. Warren Felty had not the slightest idea why he pulled off the road in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania that day. It was as though something had compelled him to park the car in that little restaurant lot and go inside. He had never been in the restaurant before, and yet, to his surprise, he encountered an old acquaintance, Bill Miller, and the two sat down and talked a while. It came out that Bill was in trouble. His company, unable to find a distributor for its products, was about to go under. Warren said maybe he could help. Within 2 hours, he had done so by making arrangements with his company to distribute Bill's wares. It had seemed so pointless, stopping the car and going into a strange restaurant in response to a nameless impulse. But the better you know Warren Felty, the less unusual it all sounds. You see, Warren Felty was, well, you might have called him a chronic Good Samaritan. He tended to show up precisely when and where needed. Warren's role as such premiered back in February 1940. Then he was traveling a lonely highway outside town. He was in the middle of the night. Warren saw a wrecked car pulled over. The man had a man-sized hole in the windshield. A long way beyond where the car had hit a concrete culvert, he found the man lying unconscious. The victim had apparently rocketed through the windshield on impact. Warren realized there was not time to go get help, so he carried the man to his car and drove him to the hospital. He would be 4 days in a coma, but he survived, thanks to Warren Felty. And his career as an angel of mercy had only begun. 5 years later, Warren was a POW in a Nazi prison camp, the infamous Stalag Luft III in Sagan. He'd been piloting a B-17 out of the 96th bomb group in England until there was barely enough left of his plane to jump from. And then in January 1945, because Stalag Luft III was in the path of an advancing Red Army, Warren's captors sent the POWs to Spremberg, 75 miles away, in the area's worst blizzard in almost a century, and with the daytime temperature dipping below zero, the journey became a death march. And due to the mass exhaustion, the hunger, the terrible cold, nobody stopped to assist a fallen comrade. Nobody, that is, except Warren Felty. The prisoner who had collapsed in the snow was from a different compound in the camp, therefore a stranger to Warren. Unconscious, he would soon have been dead from exposure. The others, prisoners and guards alike, simply trudged past him, but Warren Felty, himself half dead, pulled the stricken man from what might have been his frigid grave, and stumbling through snow 2 feet deep, virtually carried him the 5 remaining miles to safety. So it makes some sense now, doesn't it, that Warren should have pulled off that road in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania that day, and by pure chance encountered Bill Miller just in time to save his entire career. It seemed helpful Felty was always doing that kind of thing. And more remarkably still, for the very same person. You see, William M. Miller, to whose rescue Warren came in that Harrisburg restaurant, was the same William M. Miller whom he had pulled from a snowbank in World War II, and was the same William M. Miller, whose life he had saved after the highway accident 5 years before that. In all their lives prior to their eventual successful business relationship, they'd met only briefly. Precisely 3 times. Now you know the rest of the story.